My dreams are private. My dreams are private. If I go around telling other people my dreams, they will have their own opinion about it. Some will say, well, you got to work hard to get that, or some will say, that's not possible. Some will say, why, only an idiot would dream like that. And we don't need things like that in our mind. I don't need things like that in my mind. When I like me, every dream comes true. And when I like me, every dream comes true. And it's my private dream. And the reason it's my private dream is that it is what I think of for myself. It is what I like for myself and what I desire for myself. And this is true for everybody. This is true for everybody. When I like me, every dream comes true. We oftentimes walk down the street and we're smiling to ourselves. We're thinking happy thoughts. And we're thinking these happy thoughts and we're thinking how wonderful life is, how great life is, how beautiful life is. And as we think these how beautiful life is thoughts, as we think these thoughts, we're liking ourselves. We like ourselves very much. And then we think thoughts that a liking ourselves would think. The type of thoughts that are real for us. Well, it's not that they're impossible or not impossible. It's whatever we like to think about. Now, did you ever think of yourself doing something rather outstanding? Like maybe getting up and singing grand opera in front of all the audience. The opera singer on stage had a cough and had to leave the stage. And you got up from the audience and you went up there and you carried on. And you wore your street clothes and you sang all of the operatic pieces and you sang them so beautifully, everyone was just in awe. No one noticed that you did not have a costume on. No one noticed that you were not the one who was supposed to be there. Everyone felt it was perfectly natural that there you are and there you were. Now, that's what you thought. Now, could such a visualization, could such an imagination, could such a dream come true? No. It cannot come true because when you think it, it is true. When you think it, you are doing it. When you think it, you are living it. Now, you don't want to play somebody else's role. You don't want to be at someone else's disadvantage. You want to only do what is for your highest and your best and your most fun thing. And the only way that you can do that, which is the most fun thing for you to do, is to like yourself very much. I like me, and every dream comes true. I like me, and all the things I think about are my reality. All the things I think about are what really are me. Now, you say, you can't live in that world of illusion, that world of imagination. You can't do that. Because if you live there, you'd be living in a fantasy. You'd be living in what isn't real. Well, hey, I'm not proposing that we go around saying that we're doing things that we're not doing. I'm not proposing that we go around saying that we live in a world of a fantasy. But I'm saying that every being on the face of the earth has an imagination. Every being on the face of the earth imagines that they do things at times. Everybody thinks that things come true for them and things they do. And they're just loads of fun and they just have a ball. And they imagine themselves playing tennis, or they imagine themselves going for a hike, or they imagine themselves climbing Pikes Peak. They imagine themselves climbing Mount Everest. They imagine themselves swimming the oceans. They imagine themselves walking on water. They imagine themselves teleporting. They imagine themselves doing all of these wonderful, wonderful dreams. And you and I know that's not possible. You can't have dreams like that. You can't dream dreams like that. But we do. as we allow ourselves to like ourselves, then every dream that we have comes true. It's not just a matter of remaining as a dream, as a phantasm, but it turns into something which is very real. Whatever I expect in life is my pleasure. So, if I see something that needs to be taken care of and I want to do it, I am there doing it. Maybe it's not my place. Maybe it's not my call. Maybe it's not for me to do. But if I see myself in a position where I can do something, I go and do it. Now, maybe there's no one around to see me do it. And maybe after I've done it, it's quite nice. And then I say to someone, I did that. And they say, oh, sure you did. Our dreams are for ourselves. Our dreams are private. My dream is private. My dreams come true from my imagination, and they come through every single moment of my life. Living, liking myself, living myself, liking my dreams. As I like myself, I dream positive thoughts. I dream joyous thoughts. I dream magical thoughts. I dream thoughts about all that is good and beautiful and wonderful. I dream thoughts about all that is fantastic. I dream thoughts about me. When I like me, every dream comes true. So, if that is the key word, if I like me, every dream comes true, then, okay, I am going to start practicing every moment of my life liking myself. I'm going to like my head, like my toes, like my fingers, like my nose. I'm going to like all about me. I'm going to like my thoughts. Oh, and my thoughts are such fun thoughts. I'm going to like the things that I think about. I'm going to like seeing other people be healthy and happy. See other people be filled with joy. See other people enjoying magic in every way in their life. I see all the world filled with people who are doers. I see all the world peaceful right now. And I say there is peace on earth, and it began with me. It's in my thought. And as it's in my thought, then it's in my experience, then it's in my expression. Whatever I think about, whatever I give power to in my imagination, whatever I give power to in my dreams, that's what I am and that's what I have. It's nothing more, nothing less than that. Whatever I think about is who I am. And my dreams are private. Because the visualizations, the imagination that I have is fantastic. When a person's writing a book, and he writes this book about things in his imagination. If he starts telling people about what he's writing, then he won't write it because he's already told it. And if he's telling people about what he has written, then it has already happened. But if he keeps it to himself, and then when the book is ready to come out, let it come, then he's off onto other adventures. He's off onto other magic. He's off onto other dreams. When you let go and let the magic of that inner self in you flow forth in all of its glory, then your private dream is known to everyone. But you don't tell your private dream to anyone, because that's your life for yourself. That's your imagination for yourself. That's who you are, and nothing else matters. My dreams come true. And they are from my imagination. Liking myself, I dream positive thoughts. Whatever I expect in life is my pleasure. And that's the wonder of it all. When I like me, every dream comes true. And that's what life's all about. That's what you and I are all about. And that's what the world is all about. When I like me, every dream comes true. How about you? I love you. I love you. I love you.